This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Dung can be converted to power. That technology has been around, but a new report from the Department of Energy says not enough farms are doing it. Some farmers haven't been able to get the technology to pay off. Reporter Alan Yu went to one farm where it is succeeding, and he found the missing ingredient.
Imagine 7,000 or 8,000 gallons of cow manure. Well, maybe you don't want to imagine it, but I can tell you, it smells. Brett Reinford's dairy farm in central Pennsylvania has 700 cows. And that's how much manure his cows squeeze out every day.
We had gotten complaints from neighbors in the past that had said, hey, it stinks too much, can you do something about it?
So Reinford looked around for a solution and landed on a device called a digester. A digester tamps down the smell a bit, but that's not all it can do. It takes all that cow poop and converts it to electricity. Every day, a farm worker climbs on a machine that looks like a snowplow, then shovels the manure down a ditch that leads to a 16-foot hole in the ground. That giant hole in the ground, that's the digester. But there's not just manure down in that hole. A local supermarket chain pays the farm to take the grocery store's leftover produce, and that added ingredient helps make Reinford's digester a success.
We're looking at about 20 tons of food waste that was just dropped off by one of our trucks here about 15 minutes ago.
It's all sitting off to the side in a small pit. There's lettuce, celery, broccoli, it's all very green, and the vegetables still look kind of fresh, like they were just pulled off the shelves.
There's some oranges in it as well, so it looks like there's some peppers as well. Also, we're waiting for the person that comes and grinds it up into like a slush or a slurry. It looks like a smoothie when he's all done. And so
that smoothie gets dumped in the digester. After that, microorganisms start breaking down that slurry of dung and produce. Because the mixture includes nutrient-rich food, the bacteria generate much more energy than if they were only working on manure. And one of the products of that decomposition is gas.
One way to describe how, I guess, a digester works is it's a lot like your stomach. So you put food in, you chew it up. That's what we essentially do with our grinder and the food waste, and the manure that we put in is pretty liquefied. You chew it up, it goes into your stomach, it creates gas, and then you pass it through, and that's what happens.
It's kind of like collecting a giant burp or fart, except the gas that's passed here is about 60% methane. That's mostly what you're burning when you burn natural gas. A pipe from the digester sends the methane to an engine that then converts the gas to power and heat.
It heats our home, it heats our workshop, it heats all the hot water in our barn. And then in the fall, we also use the heat that comes off of the radiator to dry all of our corn here on our farm. So we're not using any fossil fuels on this farm for the things that we need to heat.
The farm used to spend $2,500 a month to heat hot water in the house and barn. Now the heating cost is zero. The supermarket pays Reinford to deal with its food waste, plus the farm sells excess electricity back to the grid, so that's at least three ways to make or save money. And that's important because it cost Reinford's farm $1.1 million to build the digester. But even with that expense and maintenance costs, he's making a profit.
We used to look at manure as a nuisance, as something, oh great, we have to deal with manure, but now we see the valuable resource that manure is to our farm and also even to the community and to the environment.
9 years ago, the farm got state and federal grants to cover 60% of the startup costs. The incentives vary from state to state, but there is funding to encourage farmers to spend money and do something good for the environment.
We love the fact that we're producing renewable electricity. We like the fact that we're removing stuff out of landfills.
Sure, that's nice, but when I spoke with other farmers, they said the environmental benefits, managing waste better, that's all fine, but you have to make money. And that was the issue with one community-wide digester in Oregon. An industrial complex there scaled up the idea. Managers got 10 farms to truck in manure to one big digester, but they closed the operation down in August because the industrial port didn't make enough money from selling electricity. You see what's missing here? That project only had manure to feed the digester. There was no food waste to generate extra money and power. Problems like that may be why only about 200 farms in the US have a digester, when the Environmental Protection Agency estimates that more than 8,000 farms could have them. And now there's a new government report suggesting that we all think bigger. Don't just use digesters with cow manure, throw in human manure, that's sewage, plus household food waste. David Babson is a technology manager at the US Department of Energy.
When you put the trash outside, you put it on the curb, you don't care where that goes, because to you, that's rubbish that is, you know, removed and put, you know, into a landfill somewhere.
If we saw more value in our trash, Babson says maybe we wouldn't just bury it and forget about it. Some places in the US are already using digesters to capture the energy potential in food waste. There are community-wide operations in Oakland, San Jose, and 13 other places in California. Of course it's in California. The sunny state often does the green thing first. For The Pulse, I'm Alan Yu.